Right now, though, it is time to bring in Jim Lynch and time for Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, sports, and more. Has many, many, many years of experience in those subjects and more. But we're going to kind of start off this morning with Jim Lynch with a little story about Lindsey Graham. So let's see if I can get this right here.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship.
All right, Lindsey Graham has tested positive for COVID. And on the boat that Lindsey Graham was on, by the way, that was a Senator Mnuchin's boat, there were at least seven other senators that were on that boat that fateful evening. Let us bring in Jim Lynch. And good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning, Marshall. Good to hear your voice. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Can't complain. The effects of the stem cell transplant in my left knee were far more internal than anything physical, where, once again, I've always been anesthesia adverse. So it takes my body a while to get used to get back into the normal things. But other than that, we're about 10 or 12 days in after the transplant, and I felt the first change, real change, last night when I went through the whole night and was able to turn back and forth, and I got up this morning and I did not have a stiff knee. That's the first time. And that's just, that's the first, I hope, indicator of exactly what is going on with the knee and with the transplant that was done. So, knock on wood, as I say. We'll see what happens.
That must give you a great feeling of confidence.
It does. It does. And my left knee, there's one thing they can never fix on it, and that is because I lost my ACL, that ligament, and it's not going to be replaced. The only way you can replace that is by a knee replacement. But so knock on wood, things look pretty good there, Jim. So I can't complain. But anyway,
that's marvelous. Yeah. That's marvelous. Build on that. Build on that.
Well, the nice thing about it, Jim, is there's so many people that didn't know that this type of therapy is out there and available right now, even though it's not covered fully by insurance or anything, that I'm up to a list of 25 people that I send updates to that are interested in this therapy. So it might be helpful to some people who just want to get rid of the pain and don't want to replace their knee.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. My goodness. Fantastic. Anyhow, we missed you last week. Lots of things happen. Let's just deal right now with the current stock market. I think, as we've been saying, the market doesn't go to the sky. If it does, it doesn't stay there long. And we've advised folks to chat with their accountants or lawyers, financial advisors, certainly, about taking your profits, maybe taking some losses against them, but basically have a strategy. Now, the reason this becomes even more important is because we're now entering a phase, God forbid, but the pandemic, the virus seems to be surging. Not primarily in all 50 states, but a lot of it is in Florida and southern states. And if we go back to where we were in terms of cases and hospitalizations, we'll probably have a shutdown at the governmental level and then at the commercial or economic level. Last time we saw that, the market was 17,000 points lower. That was at the beginning of the worst of the pandemic. I'm not forecasting that. I'm just simply saying, be prudent. If you've invested in the stock market, been confident in the stock market, and it held on, good for you. But please now really talk with your accountant. Get yourself in order. You don't have to eliminate all your stocks, but certainly you have to eliminate a portion and get rid of those that are selling much too high on a price earnings basis. Where do you go? You put it in a treasury bill for whatever time before you come back to the market. Now, politically, I think the most important thing on our plate is we need to get legislation that ensures we have the right to vote conveniently and easily. The Republican Party advocated several years ago vote by mail and making it easier for people. And they did that because they needed more votes. Now that they're suffering from a loss of the last election, and more and more people are getting a little dissatisfied with their racist and economic stalling, they're trying to prevent people from voting. So write to your congressman, your senator, to any official whose ear you can get, and say, I want to be able to vote conveniently. That's top priority. The infrastructure bill will take care of itself. Your right to vote underscores anything that the government can do, because you have a say.
Yeah, it's. I think more and more people are realizing that, and with the ability to, I guess say this in a way where I don't offend. Where both political parties are do this, the Republicans do it better than the Democrats, and that is arrange districts with the weirdest, wackiest lines you can find to keep their power in the Congress and in the House. That sooner or later, that's something that's going to have to be addressed. You know, if you address things like that, if you address the availability for people to vote, then you won't have to get rid of the filibuster rule and things like that, because it becomes more of an even Steven way of looking at things. But as long as you have parties that put together political districts that almost guarantee them a way to win, well, then any type of ability to limit the vote is going to be successful. So, I mean, there's a lot on the way. I'm one of those people that thinks that the filibuster rule in the Senate should go the way, like the Republicans blew it up in the House, like it was six or seven years ago. But none of this would have to happen, Jim, if the political parties just were to act with some sort of dignity.
Very well said, Marshall. Very well said. If we just got back to basics, one easy vote per person, then we'll find out where the country is. But if we let this thing in the hands of people who get money because they're in the government, that's prone to disaster. On that score, talking about politicians, in the Republican Party, there are a fair amount of people with this idea that there's something wrong with the vaccines, that they're still saying it. And I know what I'm going to offer can't be accomplished, but I sure wish that we had a way of addressing public officials who basically lie to us and put our lives and the lives of our children in jeopardy by telling us, oh, no, don't get the vaccine. One guy, I can't remember who, I just read it. Oh, he's a state representative, actually, in Florida. Fearman, F-E-A-R-M-A-N, I think is his name. He calls it the mark of the beast, the vaccine. And he brings up the government, you know, the brown shirts. You know, these people should be locked up or shot, one or the other. But the point is, we've got to rally against these people lying to us. I mean, you know, people now, they're finding more and more people who are hospitalized with COVID who have kind of deathbed confessions. Oh, I should have gotten it. And guy leaves five children. He leaves five children because he didn't get vaccinated. Now, how much of this disinformation is influencing these people? We know from the popularity of Fox News which spews all kinds of lies on everything under the sun, many millions of people listen to that stuff. So they're listening to Paulson and others who have been bad-mouthing for months and months the vaccines. This might be something you might want to pen a letter to your congressman or to your local official and complain that these people are putting our lives in jeopardy. And not everybody is as smart as everybody else. Not everybody is as willing to do things to take care of themselves. But we need to protect all our citizens, and we have to somehow stop this misinformation. I would say our media could take a hand here and just say, so-and-so said something. We're not gonna say what he said because he's a liar. And then have that guy come back at the station and say, how dare you call me a liar? And then the station says, fine. Takes one to know one. Sue me. Anyhow, our lives really come into full focus here in terms of our safety and our living peacefully. There's another thing I wanted to point out that is very significant, which you should also be writing your congressman or senator. The Arctic used to be totally solid and ice. It's melting now so quickly that the experts say eventually, if this continued, the state of Florida, which is very prone to floods and so forth, they will have 2 inches of water in the state. Okay, now you might say, 2 inches, what's that? But it's 2 inches that doesn't go away because it's come in from the ocean. So please, I mean, we've got stuff on our plate beyond investing, beyond the market, beyond people going to Mars or wherever they're going in these planes, in these space things. You got to get conscious of this stuff and where you can, weigh in. Maybe you have coffee clutches and weigh in. Go to the community meetings and weigh in. Weigh in on these big issues, not just the local issues, because these things are all local. Vaccines, climate change, these are all local issues. Please pay attention to them.
Well, it's interesting about talking about the sea levels. From 1994 to 2017, sea levels have raised by about 35 millimeters because of the loss of ice. And as a matter of fact, Russia has had a big ice loss, but the big one of all, which happened a couple of days ago, which was found out, Greenland, they lost in one single day enough ice, 8.5 billion tons of surface mass. That's what you're talking about, the 2 inches of water that would cover Florida. That 8.5 billion tons of ice. We can look around now, and I don't like to use the term often, climate change, because the Earth goes through climate change on its own. It does. It takes hundreds of years, thousands of years. There's constant climate change. But then there is the other climate change, which humans add on top of that. That's what we're talking about here. And it has to become more apparent to everybody when you look what happens around the world now with these extreme weather events, that climate change where humans are affecting the weather and the living, not in hundreds of years or thousands of years, but in 10, 15 years, is what's now very, very apparent to just about everybody, except for a few hardcore deniers.
Well, the point is, one more example, how to deal with the deniers is getting back to being able to vote, and you certainly can articulate. But, you know, the climate change, we think of flooding and so forth. And now out in California and other growing areas where we get our food, tomatoes, for instance, are going to skyrocket in price because of what's happening, courtesy of the fires and the floods, which are directly related to what has been happening in the atmosphere, which I totally concur with what you said. We've been very sloppy, not as much on the individual basis, because we're really subject to corporations, but corporations who fed us all kinds of products that do nothing for the for our weather, but actually create the emissions that complicate all weather. Look around your house and see what you can do in terms of maybe you're using the air conditioner too much. You're creating a problem with that. But I mean, there are many other things you can do. And I don't know, it's our planet. We were given this place to live, which is with all the problems we've had over the hundreds of years, thousands of years, we've always gone forward and survived, and I'm certain we'll do that again, but we have to take action. If you look at ancient, kind of ancient cultures, you'll find that the history of them, many of them, would move after being in a place for 500 years. They'd move somewhere else and prosper. And the reason they moved, something happened to the water supply, etc. So the key is change. But the first key is being aware of what is going on. And rather than accepting, try your best to do something about it. No one person can solve these big problems, but many people can solve these problems by getting to the people who write the legislation regarding the way we take care of our planet.
You know, Jim, while we're speaking, of course, this is Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets. Something popped up on one of my news feeds that I read into, and we've seen it here locally in our area due to the pandemic and due to the economy. It's very hard to find a house to rent or to buy here. And something popped up where the next step, which would anger most Americans that are either looking to buy a first home or move into a bigger home as their family grows, is that members of Wall Street are buying houses sight unseen in rural areas like outside of New York, the Hudson Valley, and up in Connecticut, Northwest Connecticut, Massachusetts. Once again, the far western parts of Massachusetts. It's happening in all these states, where once again you've got these people that have money, and they get together and they buy houses unseen, and these houses, Jim, are, they turn around very quickly. Sometimes they put hundreds of thousands of dollars into it and make $1 million. Sometimes they just flip them and make $100,000 or $200,000. But it's all part of what we talk about people have to open their eyes and see that, you know, it's very hard in this area to find people to work. Why? Because young people, especially young people with families, can't find a house. Never mind can't afford, can't find a house. These are things that we're really going to have to look at, along with climate change and along with all this, if we're going to have a future in this country.
Well said. I can, really very well said. So well said. The wealth disparity is so incredible. And the idea, if you're buying a home, and I know it's very difficult to find one, but find out who the seller is. And if the broker won't tell you who the seller is, then say, okay, I probably have to look elsewhere. I mean, it's as simple as Joe Jones or something. You know, you don't need a background check. But if it's one of these funds, hedge funds do it, but just think of a fund and find out about them. Say, no way, Jose. I'm going to keep working and I'll get something else. And either that, And if you like the house and you want to do something, and I know I heard, Marshall, that these things are turning over very quickly, but you know, markets change. And as well, a market will adjust to these people owning all these things, and all of a sudden they begin to get too much inventory, then you start making bids against their offer and be firm in that. You know, it seems like when the rain begins, so to speak, it doesn't stop for a long time, and we're going through that kind of period of difficulty. Again, unfortunately, the pandemic is surging. Please wear your mask. Oh, please, please, please. There are too many stories now where people are dying in the hospital and they wish they had taken the shot. If you haven't taken the shot, my God in heaven, you know, if you were a child some time ago, you had a polio shot, you had to have it. If you went into the service, I can remember waiting in line in boot camp, and the guys in front of me had needles in two different arms, being inoculated for all kinds of things. The government, in this instance, the government is right. Take care of you, protect yourself. And if you're against it, well, I don't know what to say. I mean, you have children, you have family, you have people, friends. If you don't care about yourself, care about them. But now the idea is, I presume a lot of people in your area there have gotten vaccinated. You really need to do the mask, because this variant of the virus is very, very powerful. And you know, there's no need to be sick for a couple of days, even if you're vaccinated and something, you get something. Why do that? Be disciplined. You know, you're given will, use it.
You know, we take a look around, once again, and I think what's the problem in this country, and we look at it let's just look at our news coverage. We have major networks that have taken sides, some on the far right, some on the far left, and a few right in the middle. That's bad enough, but what's even worse is that social media, and that is Facebook, Instagram, not so much Instagram, but Facebook and Twitter, people go on there and spread stories that they see that they think are accurate that aren't accurate. And then you come along and you look at the economy, which is a changing economy. I mean, just think about this, Jim. In the next 20 years, people talk about auto workers and parts and supply. Well, if the electric car does take over, how many millions of people are going to lose their jobs because combustible engines aren't needed? I mean, there's a lot going on along with climate change that not only this. And we can't afford to look at it as just a country, Jim. I want your opinion on this. We have about 3 minutes left. This really has to be a worldwide look at all these problems, because the world now is so interconnected.
No question about it. And the thing is, when nations if things become difficult in a nation and the wrong leader takes over, eventually, a war with another neighbor becomes more and more the possibility. And, you know, the Japanese invaded us in the 40s because we were denying them oil. It was an economic thing. And we've seen this elsewhere on border wars and over land. We need equity or equality throughout the world. And that's not everybody has the same amount of anything, but everybody has a fair amount of everything so that they can live and prosper and educate and work at things that they truly enjoy and basically help their children build families. You know, the birth rate now is declining in the U.S. for whatever reason. But the point is, as you were talking about housing, Marshall, a young couple, they get married, and gee, all of a sudden they do something on the yellow pad. They add up what it would take to do this and that and a kid and this and that. And all of a sudden they say, my God, are we going to be responsible and have enough money to take care of a child or children growing up? And a lot of people are going to unfortunately decide they don't. You don't need countless millions to raise children, but the thing is, you need a fair wage, a steady wage, and opportunity. That's all. It's no big deal, and it used to be that way. And we got to get back to it. We got to get back worldwide.
What can I say, Jim? We're out of time, so we've got to say so long here. We've gone overtime.
On overtime. Marshall, very good to hear your voice.
All right.
You sound terrific.
All right, Jim, take care.
Build on it, my friend. Good week. Yep, right. Bye-bye.
Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com on the web. We remind you that once again, the opinions you hear are those of the people that give it. And that might be me, and it might be Jim Lynch, might be David Tarachuk or not. And it does not represent any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters that help us out here at Robinhood Radio and the Robinhood Radio Network. Have yourself a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow morning here on The Breakfast Club.